Das hat er sich in der Sprache gesagt, wenn man ihm sagt, man darf zusammen Ches. Mich ist einfach Chewe. Er sagt, Gemara, if a Kehenes marries Yisrael, who's a deaf mute, she becomes possibly a Truma, because Rabban instituted that a deaf mute can acquire, thus making her his wife. If a Yisraelis marries a deaf mute Kayan, she cannot eat Truma, because the Raisa cannot acquire, and therefore they're not married. The Mishnah said, Ben Teisha Shana V'chula. In fact, Gemara was initially thought that the Mishnah is referring to a woman who is a Shemeris Yavim to a Yavim who was 9 years old. Gemara asks, what's the novelty of this case? If it's that he can prevent her from eating truma, there's no chiddush, because even a yavam less than 9 years old will prevent her from eating truma. If it's a teach that he cannot entitle her to eat truma, that's also no chiddush, because even an adult yavam does not entitle her to eat truma. So Abaye said, the case being discussed where a yavam 9 years old had bia with the yavama, in which case he's kind of her deraisa. We would think, since he's kind of her, he would also entitle her to eat truma. The Mishnah teaches that he does not, because we treat the bia of a 9-year-old yavam like the maimer of an adult yavam. Rava asks, if that's the case, and we're taught that a 9-year-old cannot entitle her to eat truma, then why does the Mishnah then say that if it's a suffix, if he's 9 years old, he doesn't entitle her to eat truma? That which should be obvious. Rather, Rava said that the Mishnah is referring to a 9-year-old boy who has one of the disqualifications listed in a brisa. He's a ger, amoini, mayavi, mitriya, doimi, kuti, nosin, chalul, mamzer, and he has beer with a woman. And the Mishnah teaches that he makes her puzzle from eating truma. The Mishnah then adds that this would be so even if he's only a suffix of being 9 years old. In fact, the latter part of the Mishnah, meaning the next part, the next Mishnah, discusses that one who may not marry into Yisrael with possible woman from eating truma. This suggests that our Mishnah is not referring to such people. As I said, the earlier part of the Mishnah is discussing a person who is also to marry into Klal Yisrael. The latter part of the Mishnah is discussing people who are also for kahuna. Zakhtamar, the Braitha that we just quoted, that a 9-year-old who has one of the listed disqualifications would make a woman usher for truma if he has bia with her. The Braitha continues and says that Rabbi Yossi says only people whose children become possible with possible a woman that they have bia with her. Shimon Gamliel says if a Kayan can marry the daughter of someone who is possible, then that he can marry the widow of someone who is possible as well. How do we know that bia by a disqualified person makes a woman usher to eat truma? Here the name of Rav said, we learn from the pasuk of Ubas Koyen Kisiel Ishzor. This teaches that once she has bia with someone who is possible for her to marry, she may no longer eat truma. That pasuk needed to simply teach that a kohen who marries a non-Koyen may no longer eat truma. Rav says, we can learn that from the pasuk that says if the marriage ends without children, she may go back to her father's house and eat truma. This was suggested that during the marriage, she's not allowed to eat truma. Fact, from this pasuk, we would think that it's only usher as an assay, so we still need the earlier pasuk to teach that it's a lav. Rav says, the lav can be learned from the pasuk of the Chalzor Lo Yechal Koyen. That pasuk is needed to teach that a non-kohen may not eat truma. It says it two times. It says v'chol zachar. So v'chol zor, and therefore we can learn out both. The second pasuk of v'chol zor is needed for the drasha of Yosi Rabbi Chanina, who says that it teaches that only a zor may not eat truma, but a kohen who is an oinah may eat truma. It says that drasha can be learned out from the extra word of v'chol. The pasuk of ubas kohen is used by Rav Chisda to teach that when a kohenis returns to her father's house in a situation when she can eat truma, she may still not eat kodeshim. Or it says the verbiage of bitrumas hakodeshim can be used to teach that drasha. We now have a source to teach regarding a kohenis she becomes also to eat truma if she had bia with a apostle. How do we know that the same halacha applies to a woman who is a non-kohen? Or it says we learn it from Abba in the name of Rav, who said that we learn it from the vav, the ubas. In fact, this seems to only follow Rabbi Akiva, who darshans the vavs in general. The Gemara says even the Rabbanan over here would agree because the entire word of Ubas is extra and therefore is available for the drasha. In fact, we learned that they are usher to eat truma. How do we know that they would be usher to kahuna as well? The Gemara says when we learn that the non-kohen women become usher, we are clearly talking about being usher to kahuna because they never have an independent right to eat truma. In fact, the Gemara, they may have an independent right when they eat truma on account of their child, even if she's no longer married to the kohen. If so, maybe that's the case the pasuk is needed for. We don't have a pasuk to teach her to be truma, she becomes possible to kahuna. The Gemara says we don't need a pasuk for the case that when she eats truma on account of the child, because in that case we would know that she becomes usher based on a kal v'chomer. If a kohenes who eats truma on her own account becomes possible from a bia with someone who's possible to her, a possible man, then surely the woman who's only eating on account of her child will become possible to eat truma in that type of case. Maybe it's only the kohenus becomes possible since she eats on her own account. However, a non-kohen woman who maybe does not become possible since she's eating on the account of her child. Mara says, we learned that a woman who had bia with one of the psulim becomes also to kahuna based on a kal v'chomer. If a divorcee who is allowed to eat truma if her father's a kohen is still also to kahuna, then surely this woman who had bia with a apostle who becomes also to eat truma will surely become also to kahuna. In fact, this would be creating a lav via kal v'chomer, which is something that we don't do. Where it says this kal v'chomer is merely clarifying that anyone also to truma is also to kahuna. It's not teaching a new prohibition. Maybe the pasuk only teaches that a woman becomes possible when she has bia with a man who is also to her with karis. How do we know that the same halacha would apply when she's already the man is also there with only with a lav. But it says the pasuk says kisihiya, which teaches that the pasuk is referring to a man with whom kedushin could take effect, which must be talking about a simple lav and not karis. If so, why does she become also through bia with a goy or a slave, since kedushin with them doesn't take effect? Mar said they make her pasul based on a drasha of Yishmo, which learns from a pasuk that a kehenis may only go back to her father's house and eat truma from a marriage that can bring about a divorce or a widowhood. This excludes the case of a goy or a slave, since that cannot happen. There's no marriage there. Fact number that teaches regarding a kehenis. How do we know regarding a non-kayan woman? Mar says we learn it out again from the vav of ubas. Fact number only follows Rabbi Akiva, who darshens vavs. Mar says even according to Rabbanon, the entire word of ubas is extra, and therefore it's available for a drasha. Fact number maybe we should say that if the kehenis is coming from a marriage which can bring about a divorce or widowhood, she may only return to her father's truma if she doesn't have children. But if she's returning from a marriage with a guy, she may even return even if she has children. Mar says if that would be the accurate, then the extra word of ubas would be teaching that a non-kayan woman also does not become also with a bia of a guy or a slave. Now, since we just said that a kehenes does not become usher from that, surely a non-kayan woman would not become usher through that. It must be that the bia of a goy is worse, not more lenient, than the bia of a yid.